This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Senza kakhulu njengamanje, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the interview that I think a lot of people have been waiting for. We wanna know. Hello, mister.
Hello, hello, Ninjana.
Siyaphila njani?
Siyaphila, okay. Nikhuluma no Tumelo Titi.
Yes.
Was Alexandra Gauteng. And then, yeah, I'm the founder of a Black Capitalist, as you have said. And, yeah, I'm very honored to be on your show today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tumelo. We want to know maybe what was the idea behind Black Capitalist before Sizes Ngenegiona? What was the idea behind yon?
Okay. Initially, before like it became a business page, it was like a page I started to like fight propaganda, like white propaganda, news propaganda. So I was sharing predominantly news-related stuff and history-related stuff. So, yeah, that was the initial idea behind the page. And then, yeah, after reading this other book called Capitalist Nigger by a Nigerian author called Chika Onyeyani, I decided to venture more into the business side, but still focusing on the Black community, Black business.
Njengoba lisho ipage lithena Black Capitalist, tell us more now ngaloke sowungena kulona, usebenze nobani, kwasebenzeka, and what are those challenges maybe okade ubhekene nawo wase uwanqoba futhi?
Okay, so from the start, when I started the page, it was I think around 2020. I was unemployed at the time, and then I was just experimenting on social media. So yeah, I started the page, and like I said, it was predominantly around history and news. And then after some time, I read this book called Capitalist Nigger by Chika Onyeyani, which talks about Black people and how their business acumen, basically their business acumen, how we do have the resources, but somehow we sort of like the extravagant lifestyle, things like that. So you find that there are people in the NBA, in the USA, in the basketball league, people who can afford to maybe start their own basketball club, but they don't do that. Instead, they spend their money on expensive vehicles, things like that. And then we're always complaining about things like we're not getting anywhere in life as Black people because we don't have the capital, whereas some people do have capital. So I started the page to kind of like promote people's, like the people who are already in business, you know, people who are trying their best, but they don't have exposure, you know, because it's hard to pay, for example, Labo SABC and other, you know, these big
media houses.
Media houses and putting yourself out there in the billboards. Like it's expensive. So this was a cheaper way for Black people to get their work out there. So that's basically the
Mina, reason why we invited you on the show, Gutena, you are doing a great job. Like, umangi lula lapana gui page la kongbona izinde iningi, I'll be like, man, we need more people like Mr. Tumelo, Gutena, beti shine the light now, especially lapana gui Black youth. So, the challenge is sote wapegana nao, ingabe imabi.
Okay, the challenge is, I think, that experience is people not trusting me, obviously, you know. When you are starting something new, people don't know you. You have to, you know, build relationships with these small businesses. And then, yeah, that's one of the challenges. And then trying to collaborate with people who are doing maybe something similar, or someone who I think has a similar vision with me, you know, which we have tried some collaborations with somebody like Ukulani, the founder of Uvukataki, you know. We've worked together on some projects, and we still have some planned projects together. So yeah, challenges is just finding people you can work with who you trust, and people who trust you as well. Trying to get these businesses, small businesses, customers. Sometimes when people see something online, you know, they are a bit reluctant on whether they should trust this or not, you know. We try our best to share share content which is, what's this word?
Content as of a
fagabon. We try our best to find like legit businesses that we can share on our page, because we don't want to share things that people like end up getting scammed and all that. So we do some background checks before we share anything on our page. So the challenges have been like those kind of things, checking if this businesses which we are sharing is legit, because you find that out of maybe 100 businesses that you post, one is a bit, it's one of those businesses. So those have been our challenges.
Nice. I think we need to shine the light now to all those black businesses, like Abo Galaxy Boy, Abo Trip, Abo Batu, Abo Vaya, Abo Mofaya, No Speleto. Those are some of the black businesses or black owned businesses that are doing very well when it comes to now in a business world. Maybe Ikona, maybe is something that we need, especially as black people, ukuthena sikwazi go prosper kuma businesses.
I think one of the things that we can do is collaborate more. Collaborate more. For example, if somebody is sharing is selling a certain product, I'll make an example. This is like from Mpumalanga called Untokozo.
Yes.
He owns a business called Zenzelai.
Yeah.
So they sell wooden plates, and they also make these benches and chairs for restaurants. So I think one of his challenges is getting some of his products out there. Maybe if somebody wants to buy his products, and this person is from KZN, like the logistics is a challenge for him. So if he could find somebody in KZN he could collaborate with, and maybe have sites in different provinces. When I talk about collaboration, I'm talking about things like that. You see that this guy, okay, has these challenges. And then if somebody has a place around, maybe at Durban, where this person can use the site, maybe they can have some discussions, and try and collaborate so that his distribution in KZN can be made easier, instead of having this one at site where they distribute from, which is a bit expensive for him, collaboration I think is the biggest thing for me.
Collaboration, ladies and gentlemen, no man is an island, so you need a helping hand laphayana nalaphana ukuthi business lakho liye phambili. Now we want to know ukuthi na abantu bakthola kanjani, nanokuthi ke futhi ke do they pay maybe a fee of some sort ukuze bekwazi ukuthola ukuadvertise page lakho?
Okay. Yeah, so how you get me on our page, there's my phone number, obviously. So or you can use the number on the page, which is 066-520-7974. Alternatively, you can inbox us on the page, and then we'll share the process of having your work shared on our page. So we do have service fees. So our service fees start from 250. So for 250, you can have 3 posts on our page, which is a weekly. So that will be one post a week for 3 weeks. And then we have for monthly package for 500 rand, which is 2 posts a week for 4 months. That is our monthly package. And then for those of our clients we've been working with for a long time, we do obviously have some special packages for them and discounts and all that.
Yeah.
And then once in a while we do share things. So if somebody has a really small business which we find interesting and we think they need some help, we do of course share some people's work for free every now and then.
Nice. Ipage labo on the Facebook ibabiza ngeBlack Capitalist, linama followers amaningi. There is a much exposure ongakwazi ukuyithola lapha, especially if you want to advertise the business lakho, you want to market your product, you can just inbox them on u Facebook. Yakwazi futhi nokubathola ku WhatsApp ku 066520. Ngicela ungiphindela lesezu voice ekugcineni. 7974 uzomthola-ke uMr Tumelo, uzokwazi-ke ukuthi na ak-advertisele laphayana. Ikhona mhlampe i-specialist khona for abalaleli be-MUT Radio, abantu abakulalele njengamanje is 3,230.
Yeah, okay, so from today to next week Friday, anyone who was listening to the show can come to us and then we'll give them the 250 offer for 100 rand. If they contact us between today and next week Friday and tell us that they were listening to MUT Radio, then yeah, we'll have that offer for them.
Ngicela ukuyiphinda ke lena, ngiphinde ngezilo umsakazi ukuthi so if you are listening right now, you are listening to MUT Radio, uzokwazi ukuthola lesi special lezi. So awuseze ukukhokha 250, wena uzokhokha ubani 100 rand ukuthi ukwazi ukuadvertise ilokhuzana ibhizinisi lakho lapha epagini on Facebook, The Black Capitalist. So if uba inboxa njengamanje kusukela namhlanje until next week Friday, uzokwazi ukuthola lesi special lezi. Asiphinde futhi number 0665207974.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to add again is that, you know, people, I don't know, for some reason, if somebody is starting a business, they like to pay Facebook, for example, and then they don't get customers, you know, around the places they live and things like that, or they don't get any customers at all. So on our page and in other pages, like the one I mentioned, Vugataki, the Hustlers Inspiration, which are some of the pages we work with.
Yeah.
If you work with those pages and you have a really good business, a genuine business, I am sure that you will get some customers. So,
yeah.
Support black businesses. Let us, you know, distribute your work for you. Help each other, you know.
Kuneyindaba ezinhle esiyibonile ukuthi na ulokhuzana uDJ Sibu uSibusiso Liyope of Imofire kahle uthole ilokhuzana iapproval from uFDA okusho ukuchaza ukuthi nesengakwazi ukuexporta now to America elokhuzana exporte ilokhuzana Imofire yakhe. Mhlambe nje sesihamba, just one advice to all the upcoming or emerging entrepreneurs out there.
Okay, my advice is that, you know, one thing that I think is stopping most people from going out there is fear, you know. What are people going to say if I start this, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you are trying to expand, what are people going to say if I fail? One thing for sure, whether you start or not, people are going to talk anyway. Whether you start this business, whether you start whatever it is that you are thinking about starting, people are going to talk either way. If you don't do it, and you end up staying in one place for years and years, people are going to say something.
Yeah.
And then if you start something, at least you tried, you know? Even if it doesn't go like as well as you would have liked, at least you've tried. For example, I too have been in some businesses, you know, and some businesses didn't go as well as I thought. And then, if it doesn't go well, at least you have some lessons, you know? It's something that you've learned. Next time if you try that business again, you started with, you know, some experience in hand. You know, it's not like starting from nowhere, you know. So my advice is forget the fear and just start, you know. Just start.
Forget all the naysayers and just start, because whether you start or not, people bazokhuluma bahlezi bekhuluma. Thank you so much, Mr. Tumelo. Sikufisela konke okuhle fethu, qhubeke nomsebenzi wakho omuhle. Siyabonga kakhulu.
And again, thank you for the invitation, and it's been an honor to be on your talk show, and all the best.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.